Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Assisya El Davidowitz, Perek Kuf Hei, Chapter 105, Master Plan. In this perek, David sings about the many miracles performed in Mitzrayim and the events leading up to it as well. Let's zoom in on a set of circumstances that took place prior to the miraculous Makos and Bnei Yisrael's salvation. Let's talk about Yosef HaTzadik and the grand scheme and plan that Hashem had regarding Yosef, and how Hashem always, without exception, has a master plan in place. Pasuk Tes Zayin, Vayikra Ra'av al Ha'aretz Kol Mata Lechem Shavar. Hashem decreed a famine over the land and cut off the supply of bread. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Shalach Lifnehem Ish Le'eved Nimkar Yosef. Hashem sent ahead of them a man, Yosef, sold as a slave. Pasuk Yud Ches, Inu Bachevel Raglo Barzel Ba'a Nafsho. Yosef's feet were put in irons, his neck was shackled. Even though we know the end of the story, let's reflect on the reality of the time. The circumstances were pretty awful. There was famine throughout the world. As those blessed to be living at a time of abundance, with supermarkets that are overflowing with products and all vying for our business, famine is not something most of us can really understand or appreciate. Famine means there simply wasn't enough food to feed everyone. It's an extraordinarily difficult and painful challenge. Hashem created that famine. And then Yosef, the beloved son of Yaakov, is sold by his very own brothers into slavery. Close your eyes and picture the scene. Yosef, shackled with chains around his neck and legs, as this parak describes. At the time, someone may very reasonably have thought, where is Hashem in this picture? Famine, slavery, has Hashem abandoned the world? Has Hashem abandoned Yosef? But there's a grand plan in place, one that's calculated and orchestrated by Hashem down to the last detail with precision. Pasuk Yotes, Ad Eis Bo Devaro, Imras Hashem Tzifar Sohu. Yosef was enslaved until the time that Hashem chose. Yosef was tested as Hashem determined. And then Pasuk Chaf, Shalach Melech Vayati Rehu, Moshel Amim Vayiftechehu. Paro ordered his release. As the ruler of the nations, Paro set Yosef free. Not only did Yosef get released from prison, but he quickly became elevated to an incredibly powerful position. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Samo Adon Leveso Umoshel B'chol Kinyono. Paro made Yosef master of his household in control of all of Paro's wealth. Let's step back for a moment. At the age of 17, Yosef is sold into slavery. After working as a devoted and honest slave, Yosef is framed and falsely accused of impropriety by Eshes Potiphar, his master's wife. As a result, he's thrown into prison where he remains for 12 years. At the age of 30, there is no reasonable expectation in Yosef's future that he will be released. But Hashem runs the world, and the moment, the very second that Hashem determined that the situation should change, it does. Let's take a quick look at Parshas Miketz, Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Yud Daled, Vayishlach Paro Vayikra Es Yosef, Vayirtsuhu Min Habor. Paro sends and calls for Yosef, and they rush him from prison. At the very moment that Hashem determines Yosef's life should change, it does, and it changes drastically. Vayirtsuhu, they rush him. At the age of 30, after 12 years since the age of 17, Yosef's life changes in the ultimate rags-to-riches story. May we take lesson from Yosef's life experience. Our lives are completely under the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every moment. And every difficulty we face can be changed by Hashem in an instant. There is always a master plan in place. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.